Money Time, and joining us from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Let us start with the global dairy trade auction, Andrew.
Yeah, it was 9 in a row, and now we've got the straight. We've got the 10-bagger, 10 in a row, 10 straight global dairy trade auction or index rises. So that goes back to November the 20th last year. If we look at that index, Mike, back in November, the index was at 846, now at 1,082, so a 27.8% rise. We like that. There were only three auctions left this year, so now we're down to two. And so we're rapidly bringing a close to this year's auction action. And a little bit of similarity with this auction with the last auction, actually, and the index has risen despite a small fall in whole milk powder prices. And actually, the last auction and this one were both pretty good and just dragged down by that whole milk powder. Now, expectations leading into this morning auctions were a little mixed. The whole milk powder futures market's been a little bit unreliable in terms of forecasting what the auction outcome will be, and so the whole milk powder could have gone either way. But looking at the individual categories, we have been saved by the fats. The fats have done well, and Hydrus milk fat up 4.2%. Butter, love our butter, up 3.5%. Cheddar up 1.4%. Skim milk powder, that eked out a small gain, 0.2%. And as I said, whole milk powder fell at 0.7%. Now, look, I know whole milk powder is a pretty important commodity. I just want to put that weakness in the last two auctions into context. Peaked 19th of March auction in terms of a metric tonne, $3,317. It's now $3,269, so it's down 1.4%, so it's not really a worrying slump. Now, butter, interesting, Mike. Back in November, average price per metric tonne, $3,637. It's now $5,500, so 52% rise in prices. Not quite at the highs we saw in 2017. It was a little bit higher mid-2018, but you might start seeing that in the supermarket now. Yeah. I don't know, Mike. I'm not a big supermarket shopper, so I don't really know. I don't like the supermarket.
But do you do online grocery?
Well, I get by another. We have other ways and means to get groceries into our house, Mike.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't involve me going to the supermarket. Yep.
I get the picture. Now, the CPI. What do you expect today?
Oh, 17th of April, Mike, much excitement in local financial markets today. Big day, first quarter consumer price index. Nothing like a good inflation number to spice up the trading day, Mike. Actually, you know, inflation used to be so much more exciting in the old days, Mike. I was having a quick look. I started working in the financial markets September 1987. In September 1987, we're expecting annual inflation today to come in under 2%. September 1987, annual inflation printed at 16.9%.
Wow.
So you can only imagine where interest rates were. So inflation's nowhere near as exciting as it used to be. But don't get me started on government budget announcement. They used to be so much better as well. But anyway, low and stable inflation, it's a good thing. I could be wrong, but I think we've only had one annual inflation number over 2% since September 2011. So we've got low and stable inflation. Consensus expectations today are for a 0.3% lift in the CPI. There's a bit of range there, some under, some over. The context of today's announcement is we've got this recent easing bias to monetary policy by the RBNZ. So this number's pretty key to determining whether that monetary policy stance is justified or not. And only last week, Governor Adrian Orr disclosed that monetary policy positioning is a pretty tough call at the moment. This will be quite important for short-term direction of interest rates. So we look forward to that number today, and we'll give you the lowdown on that tomorrow morning.
Roll us through some numbers.
26,438 on the Dow Jones, so up 53. That's about 0.2%. The S&P 500 over 2,900, 2,906, and the NASDAQ ticking over 8,000 as well. It's 8,004, up 28 points at the moment. The FTSE 100, 7,469, up 33. The Nikkei, 22,221, up 53. Shanghai Composite, storm of a day yesterday, up 2.39%, closing at 3,253. Good day on the Australasian markets. The ASX 200 up 0.4%, 6,277. And the NZX 50 climbed over the 9,900 mark, 9,908, up 62 points, 0.63%. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will buy 0.6755 US, 0.9418 Aussie, 0.5985 euro, 0.5172 pounds, 75.64 yen. Gold $1,274.78. Brent crude $71.41.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth.